All right, okay, it is a Dancast. We're standing out in front of the Indo Expo. We're like 4 hours early right now. Your name for the record, sir?
John Sedmanek.
Well, John, okay, so now you were telling me you're here from, what was that state?
Montana.
Montana, John. How did you get here? Did you jog? Did you pogo? Did you drive? What'd you do?
We drove here yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. So what brings you to the Indo from Montana?
Honestly, we were out here last year. It's a great chance to get out and do some networking. And also, genetics, man. A lot of these breeders like to meet up here and drop some limited release seeds. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here early.
There's something about getting your hands on the good, right?
Exactly, exactly.
I dig that so much. Okay, so now in Montana, what do you do?
So we cultivate, we extract, we do edibles, we have a dispensary, we do everything in-house.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm traveling the western region for the next 4 months. I'm 100 days on the road.
Okay.
10,000 miles, blah, blah, blah.
Wow. Right?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm deep in the field to support the industry, and I report to people moving capital around, right?
Okay.
So large amounts of money. So what's the state of the state in Montana? How do you feel about legalization and where it's going?
I feel that it's on its way. I feel that they just need to figure out some kinks with it. You know, they gotta figure out what exactly they want to do with it and how
rules
they want to implement
regs.
It.
Rules and regs.
Montana's system's a lot different. In Montana, you're only allowed to, as a Montana medical marijuana patient, you're only allowed to be signed up to one shop. So every person has to be signed up to one shop, and they cannot go to other shops.
Oh, that's interesting. So almost like a captive customer, kind of.
Correct. And they are, quote unquote, untethering it right now, which means that they are going to allow patients to go wherever they want. It's just been a giant work in process just on our medical side. So I feel that they have a long ways to go as far as figuring out exactly what we need to do and what route we need to go with it.
So you sound really smart, are you?
I guess you could say.
All right. And then let's qualify you. What makes you qualified to be giving us all this good data?
Ooh, qualified.
How long you been in?
I've been in the industry about 8-9 years.
Oh, okay. That would qualify.
We've been mostly growing, consulting. This is our first gig with our own dispensary. So, pretty new to the dispensary side. We've only been open since January of this year. So, but it's been a long work in progress.
All right. So now, I'm going to go off the record for a second, John. So I love my cannabis, brother.
Yes.
And I've never had any Montana cannabis.
Yes.
If I come up to your state and hang out for a little while, do you think I'll get high?
Absolutely.
I dig it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So, it's Dan and John. We're standing out in front of the Indo Expo. We work with the Talking Hedge, your cannabis industry podcast. We're on the Roku with our good friends at Leaf Life. We're supported by a wonderful group of folks, basically the neat crew at Cannasortium. And then at some point, I'm going to go offline and I'll tell John all about American Shaman just because I talk too much. So thank you this morning.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, guys.